Simon & Schuster Audio presents Gerald's Game by Stephen King. Read by Lindsay Krause.
Jesse could hear the back door banging lightly, randomly, in the October breeze blowing around the house. The jam always swelled in the fall, and you really had to give the door a yank to shut it. This time they had forgotten. She thought of telling Gerald to go back and shut the door before they got too involved, or that banging would drive her nuts. Then she thought how ridiculous that would be, given the current circumstances. It would ruin the whole mood. What mood? A good question, that. And as Gerald turned the hollow barrel of the key in the second lock, as she heard the minute click from above her left ear, she realized that for her, at least, the mood wasn't worth preserving. That was why she had noted the unlatched door in the first place, of course. For her, the sexual turn-on of the bondage games hadn't lasted long. The same could not be said of Gerald, however. He was only wearing a pair of jockey shorts now, and she didn't have to look as high as his face to see that his interest continued unabated. This is stupid, she thought. But stupid wasn't the whole story, either. It was also a little scary. She didn't like to admit it, but there it was. Gerald, why don't we just forget this? He hesitated for a moment, frowning a little, then went on across the room to the dresser which stood to the left of the bathroom door. His face cleared as he went. She watched him from where she lay on the bed, her arms raised and splayed out, making her look a little like Fay Wray, chained up and waiting for the great ape in King Kong. Her wrists had been secured to the mahogany bedposts with two sets of handcuffs. The chains gave each hand about 6 inches worth of movement. Not much. He put the keys on top of the dresser. Two minute clicks. Her ears seemed in exceptionally fine working order for a Wednesday afternoon, and then turned back to her. Over his head, sun ripples from the lake danced and wavered on the bedroom's high white ceiling. What do you say? This has lost a lot of its charm for me. And it never had that much to begin with, she did not add. He grinned. He had a heavy pink-skinned face below a narrow widow's peak of hair as black as a crow's wing, and that grin of his had always done something to her that she didn't much care for. She couldn't quite put her finger on what that something was, but, oh, sure you can. It makes him look stupid. You can practically see his IQ going down 10 points for every inch that grin spreads. At its maximum width, your killer corporate lawyer of a husband looks like a janitor on work release from the local mental institution.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?